the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, some of you don't know that you don't need clouds. You can have a clear sky, and God's still got it in his hand. Still got that sunshine beaming down right on us. I'm going to do Mother's Day a little different. I think that the Holy Spirit would direct me, I believe with my whole heart, to make it a girl's day. Whether they be little girls, bigger girls, older girls, small girls, whatever they are. Because, see, I was raised up in a house where there was no man except for Jesus Christ. And he happened to be in a woman, which is my mom. That was not by mistake. That was by design of the Holy Ghost. We need to realize in our lives, nothing happens that he does not allow to happen in our lives. A lot of times he will allow something to happen in our lives to turn us away from the way we walk, the way we talk, and the way we think. God wants you to be in a vessel of him that the world might believe. We have an awesome responsibility. I pray that the water in baptism, that it just move, that the Holy Ghost have its way there. But I also pray that for everyone sitting out here. Now let me get back to the mothers. See, I know a lot of women over the years that I've known them. They haven't bore children, but they bore with them. And there's a lot of them that you wouldn't know. I mean, I went all the way back to when I was in kindergarten. None of you would know my kindergarten teacher. But I know her. McGrath was her name. And in Sunday school, what did I tell you her name was? I forgot. Well, like Ina McInnish. Some of you remember her. She was a great example of the teaching of the Holy Spirit to me. So, I mean, you know, we think some of the best teachers we've ever had in our life have been women. Now, for you men that are kind of don't like that, get over yourself. Because God put them in your life to teach you. And shame on you if you didn't learn something from them. Helen Wiles was the lady I was thinking about. She taught me when I first went to Wings, Elmwood Tabernacle back then. When I first went to church there, I was 5 years old. She had already known my sister Pat. And you know what I noticed about Helen? Is every time she would see me from that moment on, she would ask me, "How's your sister Pat doing?" So she not only taught Pat when she was a kid and small, but she asked me about how she was doing. You know what? As people of the children of God, we need to always care about other people. It's no shame to let people see you cry over them or cry with them. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Yesterday, I told Oscar this last night. I was at Kroger's, you know, where everybody shops and some people drop. Anyway, I was at Kroger, and I was going through an aisle. And this man yelled at me, he said, "Don't forget your mother." I smiled, and I go like this, "Well, I'm supposed to talk to you." So I said, "Okay, I agree with you, I won't forget my mother." And his wife, before I could get a word out, she said, "My mom's been gone such a long time." I said, "A long time?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "What do you consider a long time?" And she said, 10 years. I said, "Well, my mom's been on the other side for 42 years. And she goes, "Oh, my goodness, you must have been young." I said, "Well, wait a minute." I said, "My mom had me when she was 44 years old. So when she went to be with Jesus, she was 76. And she goes, oh, my. And I go like this. And I looked at them and I go like this. I remember my mom every day. And I told them the story about when the firemen came to bring life back to her. I was looking at them. And one of the paramedics said to me, you have something to say to me. And I go, yes, I do. I said, if you'd have been here the moment life was taken out of her body, you wouldn't have been able to give it back to her because she'd been praying for the last hour that God would come and take her home. That's what he's did. She's happy, therefore I'm happy. He looked at his partner and said, shut that off. So now he's in a place to where he feels like he's got to talk to me. I love it. So he's talking to me, and we go out on the porch, and he says, I said, say it how you feel it. He said, your mother must have been a hell of a woman. I said, well, to be honest with you, she still is. Because whosoever believeth in me, though they be dead, yet they're alive. So I said, my mom passed, but I'm not telling you that I don't believe she's here with us today. I believe she's right here with us. You ever heard of the heavenly host? I got news for you, men. It's not composed by a lot of men. It's composed by a lot of women. They're better singers than we are anyway. But the truth is this. If you're not a mother in the natural, you've been a mother to many of people, many of kids. My sister, Pat, I was her baby brother. But you know what? I was my sister's pain in the rear end. I was a pain to her. But you know what? She loved me. She helped my mother, and she became a better woman for it. So I want to tell you, women that have never had a child, God has blessed you just to be a woman. Because there's things you do for us that we can't do for ourselves. And a lot of men are going to hate this, such as thinking, for one thing. Sometimes we just don't get it. And that's the truth. But I'll tell you what. I watched my mom do things I never thought she could do. Now, the night I got accepted the Lord as my Savior, my mom should have been about 64 miles away from where I was at. So I'm up in the choir. The guy's preaching, that's the nail that you're putting in his hand. He's preaching about the cross. And it was so packed that I was up in the choir, the front row of the choir. He said, we're making the front row of the choir the altar tonight because there was no room down there. I said, oh. And he's preaching on Calvary, preaching on that we're the nail that's nailing him. And I got convicted. Well, when they had the altar call, all I had to do stand up, go right back down on my knees, and I'm on the altar. So I want to tell you, I repented. I accepted Jesus Christ. I repented of stuff I didn't even know was a sin. Well, I wasn't going to let it go because I was thinking about it. You want to be right with Jesus when that time comes. You don't want to let go. You don't want to take it for granted. You want to know that you know that you know. You don't want anything to ever come in between you and God. Personally, I'm glad I had a praying mother. But also know this. Irene Bowling was a praying mother, and she taught her son to know him for yourself. We can't go to heaven by our mother. We can't get there by our dad. But we can get there by he who shedded his blood on Calvary. And he redeemed and saved every one of us. For what God has started, he has finished. And he's going to finish it in every human being that ever comes into existence. Every one of them. He would that none would be lost. And I believe he meant none. Zero. We have just begun to taste his mercy. His love. And you know what? I've said it before. You know why God gives us mercy every day? Because he knows that every day we need it. To be honest with you, without Jesus, we'd be a mercifulless people. We wouldn't show much mercy. But since we've been born again, we need to show that which we have received and give it back out. When we look at people that need and know that they need mercy, give them mercy. We were given mercy when we didn't deserve it. That's the kind of mercy Jesus wants us to give. He wants us to give the love that endureth forever and changes not. My sister Jerry, she was the oldest one. I told the class about her this morning. She was the last one to come to know Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. She had the witness of Thomas, who doubted all the time. But she gave me a call when Brother Eddie and Audrey went over to pray with my brother, her brother. He came out of a coma and told him, sit up, and said, been waiting on you, waiting for your visit. And she gives me a call that night. If I would not have been there, I would have not believed that. I thank God for her being there. And I thank God for the perfect timing of the Holy Spirit. God does all things well. We used to have a lot of people say amen to that. Some of them did, but God does all things well. He finishes everything he starts. And he does not drop anything out of his hand. So I got to see all my relatives get saved, all my immediate family. I'll tell you one more. When my brother got saved, he's 22 months older than I am. It was in October of 82. He said he heard the Lord's voice telling him, I'm not going to call your name again. Scared him to death because he knew God's voice. He said, I ran down to the altar. I repented and I got saved. I know I'm talking a lot about my brother, but he's one of the most dedicated men of God I ever met. And this little guy knew all his ways. And I know how much God forgave. He forgave a lot. Everyone sitting out here, God knows your way. He knows your appointed time. Today, when we go in the baptismal, it's just not a baptismal. It's an appointed time. It's a time to be renewed by the Spirit of God. We used to sing a song, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. That's what I believe is going to happen in this up here. So before we do that, let's bow our heads just once. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the girls. That's what the title of this is, by the way, all the girls. And Lord, we lift the name of Jesus and we thank you for all the girls. We thank you for all those that have you brought into our life and that you're still bringing into our lives. That, Lord, I know. The cry of your heart should be the cry of ours. We would see Jesus high and lifted up in his train filled in the temple. So, Father, just have your way, Lord. This is a great day, and it's a great day that you have created. You created us to lift the name of Jesus. So it's in Jesus' name we thank you for all the women, all the girls, all the mothers. Help them, Lord, become strong where we've taken their strength and made it a weakness. But Father, you said that women will not have any tears, Lord. You'll dry them all up because you're faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're getting ready to have a baptismal. And in the baptismal, what we're going to do is everybody that sits out there, you're invited to come up here. I would tell you, do not block the cameras. Yes, we're going to have cameras. We're going to have tapes. People taking tapes. Do not block those. I already warned the kids in my class that aren't being baptized. This is not funny. This is at a moment when somebody is saying, I need Jesus. Magisha, come up here. Yeah. Are you still rolling, Kurt?
Yes.
Okay, keep it rolling. Refreshing, because there are so many things going on in their lives, we don't know about anything. We think we do, but God knows He's in control of it.
No, I got it. We're recording this, so if you want to get a copy, you can get a copy. Okay. As soon as I get my fingers together. Okay. Makisha, God wants you to know that His Spirit is upon you and living within you already. He wants you to know that your voice is going to change and it's going to bring Him honor and glory. And it's not going to be like you're holding a mic up. It's almost going to be like, like your teacher who's known from afar or heard from afar. Your voice is going to be heard from afar, from a distance. And that voice is to glorify and magnify Jesus in a way. You have a very tender heart. God has showed me, and He knows that He knows that He knows how much honor and glory you're going to bring Him. So just be at rest and know that you have His presence in your life, and He would say, speak it forth. When you come into prayer, speak it forth. Command those things in the name of Jesus to happen. And they'll happen in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me have your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your anointing would rest on this young lady, and that everywhere she goes, the presence of God would be felt, and that people would just know that there's something different about her, and it'll be your presence. And you know, when Jesus just came into towns, it was said that He was rumored that He was there. He didn't have to have an announcement. He didn't have to go on the radio. He didn't have to go on TV. They felt His presence. There was something different. And Father, in Jesus' name right now, I ask your anointing to rest on this young lady. Just like they poured oil over Aaron's head, it ran down over his beard and all the way down to the bottom of his clothes. Father, let your anointing just rise and just flow over this young lady everywhere she goes. Let that sweet fragrance of Sharon be upon her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want you to trade seats with Chris. And Chris, I want you to come up here. Chris, the Lord wants you to know, you think a lot of times what you do, like in sports and everything, is what you're supposed to do. But God has given you a mission greater than the sport. He's given you a mission to walk in His presence with a newness of life and to not look back of what might have been, but to look up, because your strength is coming from above, saith the Lord. And He will guide you and lead you into all truth, even as you come to the end of your career in high school. He already knows what college and where you will go. Don't worry about the cost. God will take care of that. He's bigger than the cost. By the way, everyone should receive that. He's bigger than the cost because, Lord, we trust you. And in you, Father, we have victory. And Chris, I want you to know all your victors are going to be serving the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, I call forth all the gifts and callings that you've placed in this young man. You knew him before the foundation of the world. You had him in your sight, Father. You knew him before he was even formed in his mother's womb. And I believe you have a calling on his life, Father. And I just ask you to just release all of the gifts that you've placed inside of him spiritually, that he might just have a profound effect on the sporting field or wherever you have him, Father.
Amen.
That people will just know that they've been in the presence of the Lord, not because of him, but because of your presence inside of him. And Father, I just ask you in Jesus' name to just keep your hand of mercy and love and protection on this young man, and just release him into everything that would bring glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, you have a seat right over here, about close to Oscar. Kendall, you want to come down here? Hey, your parents can come with you. Here, come on down here. Come over here. Kenta, the Holy Spirit has already told you what I'm going to say. He's known you from the foundation of the world. You are nothing like another person. There's no one else like you. This is not an accident. It's not even that you be strange or peculiar, but it is that you be the child of God. And that God would be seen in you, heard in you, elevated in you, and you would not see the day that he ever turned his back on you, saith the Lord. And you will not see the day that you lack for anything that the Lord has supplied you, whether that be the Spirit of God, or that be food, or that be place to stay. The Lord is the Lord of you. And he's the Lord of glory in you. So I would say unto thee this very moment, Christ in you is not only the hope of the world, but he's in the hope of all mankind. And he will be heard from the speakers at Ohio State as well as other places. And you will not fall back and say, what will they say if I said this? That will not be how you speak, but you will speak with the utterance of the Holy Spirit as it comes upon you. And you will bring forth life and life abundantly. And God will be pleased in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For surely, my son, I would say unto you this day, I've set you in places that you're going to go in places that you never thought you would ever go. You're going to meet people that you never thought you would ever meet. And you're going to have a profound effect on their lives because my spirit is going to rise up in you, my anointing, and there's going to be times when you're going to speak a word of release to people and a word of forgiveness and a word of just encouragement. And God's going to use you mightily if you'll just be obedient and do what he tells you to do when he tells you to do it. Because he has a great calling for you. Mm-hmm. He's going to allow you to go in places that you never thought you would ever go. He's going to allow you to go even into places of some of the mighty people of this earth.
Come on.
That would never hear the voice of the Lord or be in contact, even in a church or anything else. But you are a special vessel. Draw people to you. You're going to be like a magnet. They're not Jesus' name, we just bring this young man before you. You knew him before the foundation of the world, and we baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Deciding to be baptized here because you had the opportunity to be baptized at Ohio State. And I know, you know, people don't believe this because we're so small, but somebody that takes this place to be baptized, it's important enough to turn down Ohio State. So I thank God that you turned down Ohio State because your parents are here, everything's getting recorded. And you're a welcome body in this place.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Come down real slow. When you come down. Watch your step. Where's his towel at?
It's coming.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that, watch it. The other steps are a little slippery. There you go.
Chris, where you at?
You might want to take your socks off, too. I'd be falling on my head if I was doing that.
You can.
Yeah.
We specially made this cold for you. Had the ice shipped in.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
All right.
Okay, we'll do that.
Father, we just right now, we just bring Chris before you, Father. He desires to be baptized. I ask you not only to baptize him in this water, but baptize him in the Holy Spirit. That Spirit would just rise in his heart, set him free, even into your Spirit. In Jesus' name we ask it, and I thank you, Father, and we baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but most of all, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I for his sins.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Today I got baptized.
I want to remember March, May the 12th.
Yeah. This is a new beginning for you. Oh, thanks, Lord. Oh, he took it off.
I'm talking about balance. Doing that. You just step over.
Yeah. Okay. Just walk up and sit down, and just let your feet go down. There you go. Praise the Lord.
So she told me she wanted to read the song.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
I'm ready to give my life to Christ.
We don't know when, and I don't want to waste any more time. But most importantly, just calling God to me, I'm ready to be baptized.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay, do you want us to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ or in both of them? Okay, we'll do them both. Okay. Okay, Father, in the name of
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we bring this young lady. And Father, let her be like even Deborah of old, where the prophetic anointing rests on her life. That when she speaks, people will know that it's Jesus Christ speaking to them. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for a special anointing on her. And we baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and most of all, in the name of Jesus who died for her sins. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You could do it. Better watch it. We're liable to throw you in there, girl.
Anyone else?
We're gonna do another baptism on Father's Day. So if you want to do it then, talk to your mom and dad and make sure it's that they think you're old enough to know what you're doing, and we'll do it. Hey, he said a little child will lead them. Yes, he did. Anybody else? Could I get one of them towels, Clyde? Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Jesus is
my arms off. I'm soaked here. You want to wipe that stuff all down there? Take it down that aisle there, right there too.